Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3 en ek gesels met kaptein Dave Miller. Hierdie is jou misdaadverslag. Hello captain, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you, and yourself, Pietra?
I'm fine, thanks.
Great, man. And a hello to everybody out there as well.
Yes, we're talking about firearm license status.
Yes. So there's been a couple reports in the news lately, and it's obviously it's a very hot topic on the social medias with regards to the, well, it's not so much new because it has been around for quite a while now,
yeah,
with regards to the new firearm licenses and the fact that they have an expiry date in terms of having to be renewed and things like
yes,
that.
Yeah.
So what I'd like to talk about today is just making sure that people remember to check and see their expiry dates on their licenses and for how long it's valid for, and to develop some kind of a reminder for yourself.
Yeah.
Because often we get people that come to the police station and their license has expired a month ago, you know, and it's like, oh, I forgot, I didn't know, I didn't realize.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not an unreasonable excuse. However, that we are administratively, sort of our hands are tied, and there are procedures that need to be followed.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world
yeah.
that your license has expired. There is a procedure that you can follow. Mm. You just do a reapplication on your firearm. Okay. It does mean, however, that if your license has expired on the new system,
yeah,
on the new white cards, that you cannot carry that firearm until such stage as your new license has been approved.
So can you keep it at home in the safe?
Yes, you okay. can. You keep mm. that firearm at home. You do your application. Okay, and then it goes through from there.
What if it's expired for a year?
The tough question's coming up.
That happens.
Okay, so basically it's a similar procedure.
Okay.
Okay. The procedures do change from time to time.
Okay.
All right. Mm. So it's very important as well. And I mean, a lot of guys that are involved with firearms, that own firearms, they are on various social media networks where there's a lot of discussions that are going through, you know. If you're uncertain about something, go and speak to your local firearms dealer, go to a gun shop, go to the police station, ask questions. No one's going to bite your head off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if there is an issue that needs to be rectified, there's always a solution to be able to sort things out. But it's important that we need to check and see. I mean, I own a private firearm, and I need to make sure that I know when that license is expiring. I need to make sure that at least 90 days prior to it expiring, that I do my application.
Yeah.
And the reason they talk about 90 days or 120 days is because that is the average time frame for which a license will take to be approved.
If a family member passed away,
yes,
can you apply for a license?
Yes, you can. You can apply for that license. So what happens is it's a completely new application. So
yes,
let's say now your dad had a firearm and he passes away, and it's in the boodle, in the boodle.
The our listeners are
Afrikaans,
the
they will know what I'm saying. and it's there. You cannot, it's not automatic that you will just get the firearm.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And remember, that firearm has to be stored either by the executor of the estate.
Okay.
All right. And it has to be stored in accordance with regards to the Firearms Control Act.
Mm.
Okay. So if you're not a licensed firearm holder, all right, you cannot store that firearm.
Yeah.
All right. If you are a licensed firearm holder, you can go to the local designated firearm officer, the DFO, and you can apply for a permit to store that firearm
okay.
for the duration whilst your application is being processed. If your application is successful, obviously then the normal procedure goes forward. If the application is not successful, then there are a few ways in which the firearm must then be gotten rid of.
Okay.
It can either be forfeited to the state for destruction,
yeah,
or it can be sold. It can be sold to a firearm dealer or to a private person.
Okay. So you can either sell it or just give it to the police.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you give it to the police, what you're doing, you are forfeiting it to the state.
Yeah.
There are documents that are signed, okay, which says that you consent to the firearm being destroyed.
Okay.
However, remember, in the case of where it is a boodle, that an estate, you need to have the executor's letter and okay. consent from the executor to say that he consents that the firearm will be destroyed.
Thank you so much, Captain.
It's a pleasure, Pietra.
It's nice having you here.
Thank you. Likewise. Always good to be here.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.